GQ Magazine, I want y'all to listen to this. GQ Magazine, a couple weeks ago, posted a list of books. They posted a list of books, and these books basically, this list rather, it contains 21 books, I would say, 21 books that they think people should not read. Or shall I say books that you just don't have to read anymore. And so these 21 books that they listed, number 12, write this number down, y'all. Number 12 was the B-I-B-L-E. The B-I-B-L-E. You know, that's the book for me, the Bible. The Bible. GQ Magazine did this post. They said that's of all the books that people should not read, the 12th one, they gave a list of 21 books, rather 21 books that they felt people just shouldn't read anymore. And the Bible made the list. I'm wondering where do I go with that? Where do I go with that? I want you to think about that. Because, I mean, think about this, y'all. Think about this. Especially, y'all know this is a nice Sunday afternoon, Sunday evening, depending on where you're listening from. If you're in, you know, somewhere out on the West Coast, it's an early afternoon. You know, you're somewhere, you know, Denver. We have had callers from Denver. You're listening from Denver. You know, you're kind of like late afternoon. You're here on the East Coast. Clearly, you know, it's evening. If you're Tennessee, those places, you know, it's late afternoon. But I will tell you this, you wherever you were, if you were a part of a Christian worship service today, clearly the Bible, I'm thinking, I could be wrong, but the Bible probably played a part of what where you were this morning. If you went to a worship service, if you decided to stay home and do some spiritual stuff on your own, maybe you read the Bible there. Who knows? But what I am saying, though, when you think about the history of black people, you think about the, especially in the South. I mean, we down here in Georgia, y'all, in the Bible Belt, the Bible Belt. So clearly you think about the history of black people. You think about the history of the American South. You think about the colonizers. You think about so many, many, many developments and things that we talk about on an ongoing basis. And sometimes it's very, very difficult to talk about these issues apart from religion and specifically apart from Christianity. And to be even more detailed, even more focused, a certain type of Christianity. And y'all know, I know, we know, everybody knows that, you know, it's kind of difficult to talk about Christianity and not talk about the Bible. You know, I mean, even when you think about the whole idea of America being settled by these pilgrims or whatever you want to call them, the Puritans and people coming over from European when the colonizers came over, you think about the taking of the slaves, the Africans, you know, from Sub-Sahara West Africa, and many of the reasons or the pseudo logic that was used to justify those actions and that type of behavior. Y'all know that it was connected with the Bible. So, you know, the Bible has even played just a you know, you got people like the KKK who will even, you know, tout themselves as Christian organizations. And I feel fairly certain that they found ways to use the Bible to justify what it is they have done. So it's no surprise that the Bible itself, that religion has played a major role and continues to play a major role in America, and especially y'all, especially in the South. But GQ magazine kind of plugged into this conversation. And I mean, you know, what do you think about this thing? And I think what we've done, sometimes maybe we've overlooked that question, or maybe we've taken it for granted that everybody reads the Bible or whatnot. But one thing GQ did, which I think is very, very fascinating, GQ magazine, when it published this list of 21 books people don't have to read anymore, GQ magazine says that it, in fact, the Bible makes the list. The Bible made the list of those books that people have no business reading anymore. Well, I shouldn't say you have no business reading it, but they just say GQ magazine says just simply, you know, you just don't have to read it. Wow. That's a mouthful, isn't it? That is a mouthful. I bet some of us might say, you know what? GQ is right on point with that. Some might say, I think GQ magazine has lost their mind. And some of us, you know, just indifferent about the matter. And then some of y'all probably scream. Some of us, you know, probably hollering and screaming and thinking America is just totally going, you know, where in a handbasket. You know, we're going to this certain place in a handbasket because we are simply not. We just don't want to read the Bible anymore. And if we don't read the Bible, the whole world is going to come apart, or the whole world, the United States is just going to implode. Because y'all know we got some Bible thumpers out there. Y'all know we got some folk who think that somehow or another, if we get away from the Bible, things are going to be bad. You know, we could talk about that. But GQ magazine is saying that the Bible is one of those books that people really don't have to read anymore. Now, here's what's interesting about GQ. In the meantime, though, GQ magazine suggests a replacement or something that you could read, the reader could look at in the place of the Bible. And it's a book called The Notebook. It's called The Notebook. And I think I'm gonna make sure. I think Sean's already posted that, but I'm gonna make sure that he posts that so you can actually see it, and you can view the link, and you can kind of get a feel for what some of those books are that GQ magazine say should not be on our list. But what I want to do, I want to know what you think. I mean, what you think? What do you think about the GQ article about whether or not people ought to read the Bible? What do you think about that? Do you think we ought to read the Bible? I got a lot of questions in my mind, and I know you do too. And we're going to have this conversation. I mean, because let me tell you what they do in the article. They list some of the reasons people should not read the Bible. Some of the, and I think you heard it earlier in when it led into this last segment. It gives some terms. It talks about the Bible being stuff in there, being ill-intentioned. Talked about it being repetitive, meaning just saying the same thing over and over and over. You know, then there's a whole lot of other kinds of things I think that come to people's minds when we talk about reading the Bible. And so I think that's part of the issue. So GQ magazine saying you just don't need to read the Bible anymore. I mean, you just don't have to. That, you know, perhaps, you know, the Bible has served its purpose. You know, now this is a Sunday afternoon. Ooh, I bet you're shaking in your boots and all that other kind of stuff, because how dare GQ magazine say something like that? Oh, man, you know what? We're going to have to jump on this when we come back, because you better go ahead and get a call. I have one line available. The lines have lit up already. I knew this was going to get nasty. I knew it was going to happen. I sensed it in my, wait a minute, let me see how to do it. I saw it in the spirit. I saw it in the spirit. I know what's going to happen. Oh, so I'm waiting for you all to give me a call. 404-892-2703. Do black folk need to read the Bible anymore? It's a Sunday evening. What a day to have a conversation on the Bible. News and Talk Radio, 1380 WAOK, the voice of the community. All right, the number is 404-892-2703, and I'm going to go to the lines because I got callers already. I'm going to take some of them. I want to know what you think, first of all, about this GQ article, because they're saying you should replace it with some other things. And, you know, I got some ideas, and I'll even, you know, talk with you a few minutes about this issue itself, about maybe if you replace it with what? We'll talk about that. 404-892-2703. Let's go to Will. Will, you're on. Good afternoon. Good evening, Will.
Good evening, sir. Appreciate it. The quickest understanding of why GQ wants to get rid of the Bible.
Why would they? Go ahead.
Just put in GQ space gay in a Google search, and you'll see all their articles. Or if you've ever been to New York City and been at the GQ offices, it's a homosexual paradise.
But let me ask you this, though. But here's what I'd like for you to do. And I hear what you're saying. But so you're saying that you're making the case that GQ magazine wants to get rid of the Bible because you're saying because of its connection with homoerotic behavior?
Satanism. They're products. Satanism. They're afflicted victims of incest and child and infant rape and abuse.
Now, let me ask you this. How can a magazine do that? How can a magazine be guilty of rape, of incest, of child abuse? How can a magazine do that?
Well, it's a part of the New York, L.A., Sodom and Gomorrah axis. There's a, you know, back in the Bible, we had these cities where people could go and run away if they killed somebody by accident. And it's sort of like a safe base where they can go after they committed a crime and be away from indictment and criminal prosecution. And I don't know if you ever lived in New York City, but I've lived there. And it's a sewer.
Well, yeah, but I don't know if it's a sewer. Now, I mean, clearly, I mean, in what city you live? Where are you calling from?
I live in the New Jerusalem, Atlanta, Georgia.
You live where? Where in Georgia?
The center of the universe, Atlanta.
In Atlanta. Okay, now, trust me. Atlanta has got its problems, too, now. And some can argue that Atlanta is not all on the up and up. So, you know, so I don't know if we should make that claim. But I don't know why you would think, you know, that. Because there are a lot of people who probably agree with GQ Magazine and are not, you know, involved in those types of actions. And I'm not trying to pass judgment on some of the things you just said, but I'm unsure. If you got some people who are involved in child molestation and incest and whatnot, but will still say, you know, that you don't have any business reading the Bible. Did you see what GQ said? The reasons they gave for people not wanting to, why they think people don't have to read the Bible.
I'm looking at it, but
let me ask you this. This is what I want you to do. Respond to the argument. Look at what they said. Tell me, do you disagree with the reasons they gave?
Well, I think the reason people shouldn't read the Bible is because they don't want to find out that, in fact, America is the promised land, and that the slaves were brought here were the descendants of the Queen of Sheba, and that the perfect God fulfilled the prophecy that had been given about being sold into slavery twice by ships. If you look in the Bible, it explains that the blacks and the Celts that came to America were cousins but through the Queen of Sheba, the righteous remnant of the house of Israel. And if you read the Bible, you might find that out. But Satan doesn't want you to know that.
Okay.
Because they don't. Satan doesn't want us to know that we are actually the chosen of God.
All right.
The people who say that we are subhuman animals to be enslaved and killed with impunity that crucified tens of thousands of Christs want to disarm and enslave us. And they're the ones that killed John Kennedy and Dr. King.
Now, you know what? You know what? You know what I'm going to say to you, Will? I'm going to say, Will, I appreciate your call. There's such, man, I want to, you just don't know how much I just want to sink my teeth into some of the stuff you're sharing, because you said some things that are very, very, very helpful. I do think, though, that there are, there might be an agenda for raising questions about the whether or not the Bible should be read or whatnot. But I kind of want to know what you think about it. And, Will, I tell you what. You've given us something to think about, man. And I'm telling you, I'm thinking about some of the comments you've made. But anyway, Will, thank you for calling. Keep on listening. You know, share, join. Are you part of the Gist of the Matter discussion group with Dr. Bennett? Are you part of that group?
I am not. This is the first I've heard about it. But I do have my Voice of the Community WOK T-shirt. In fact, I have two of them, and I wear them with great pride.
Okay, I want you to keep on wearing those shirts, and I want you to go on Facebook and go to The Gist of the Matter with Dr. Bennett and join that group. And then what you do, you type in any questions that you want, comments that you want, and we'll get at you interactively. We'll get at you digitally.
I'll tell you what, I appreciate your invitation, and I'm happy to print in answers for you, too.
Do that. That's what I want you to do. Do that.
All right,
put on
the
page.
So
no,
all
thank
right.
you. Not a problem, man. All right. Will is all right with me. 448-922-7003. Let's see. I think I'm going to hit Bruce. Bruce, you on, man.
Hey, how you doing, Doctor? You doing all right today?
Man, I'm doing good. I'm listening to Will. Will kind of teed it up for us, and I'm waiting to see how this thing gonna go.
Yeah, yeah, man. Very interested. I'm interesting. I think that's the reason why nobody should be reading the Bible, because of that right there. I think that the Bible is a very, very important document mm-hmm. on us as black people.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think it should be written any. Read anymore by us, because it's not doing anything healthy. It keeps us separated. We believe that it's not us. We believe that it'll divide our community. We have more churches in our community than anything else, and you don't see any type of change inside our neighborhoods. They use the Bible to help out other people far and wide, and not near and next door. So, you know, I think that it is a useless book in our neighborhood. I was ordained since I was 12 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I've learned so much studying the Quran, any other religion, and so forth. I'm not saying that there's a better religion, but I think that if we want to take this home, because this is a black channel, even though that a lot of people do listen to it, majority of the callers is from our neighborhoods. And they're going to call in mad, calling these people devils. They're going to do all of that. And this is what the Bible, their interpretation of the Bible is. And it's nothing like that. It is nothing like that. So, you know, I think it's just, it should be, I think people need to stop reading it. And I think our people need to stop reading it in order to get a clear conscience of what we're about.
Oh, man, Will, I tell you what, I appreciate that. Not, I will tell you. I'm sorry, Bruce. I'm still thinking about Will. Bruce, no, Bruce, forgive me, man. Hey, man, you know what? I'm sorry. I made an error. Bruce, here's, man, you cool. I was just sitting here writing. Let me tell you what I was doing. While you were talking, I was actually writing down some things that I thought you said were quite interesting. And I was gonna ask you. And let me tell you one of the things I jotted down. I appreciate the comment you made about the Quran, but what I'd like to know is, what do you do with the Bible when, and I'm kind of, you know, just thinking, what do you do when the Bible and the Quran are saying the same things?
Exactly the same thing.
And you're saying that it's okay, perhaps, to read the Quran, but what do you do when it's pretty much saying the same thing as the Bible, but it's wrong to read the Bible? Or I shouldn't say wrong. That's not the way to phrase it. That you stay away from it. So if it's problematic in the Bible, go ahead.
Yes, sir.
No. I tell you what, Bruce, don't go anywhere. I'm going to hold you on because I'm coming up against a break. Don't go anywhere, Bruce. Don't go anywhere. Just stay right there. All right. Listen, y'all. Bruce is getting this thing headed down the street, and we're gonna see what's gonna happen where this thing goes. All right, listen, News and Talk Radio 1380 WAOK, the voice of the community. GQ Magazine published a list of 21 books people just don't have to read no more. And guess what cracked the list? The Bible came in at number 12. You know, The Alchemist was on that list. Book my son read years ago, The Catcher in the Rye. I don't even think he liked the book, but he read that book. That book is on the list. The Alchemist is on the list. But the Bible is on there. Book number 12. And I think that as I said, we might want to talk about that. We might want to see what's going on there. You know, I probably didn't tell you. That was Najee playing in the background. That was Najee, and I think the fella that was with him on that piece there was Eric Robertson. Thank you, Sean. Eric Robertson. That was his name. And I kind of like, you know, I told you, didn't I tell you I like jazz? I love myself some jazz. And so that's Najee, and it's called Is It the Way? I think that's the name of that. 448-922-7703. I'm going back to my main man, Bruce. Bruce.
Yes, sir.
Hey, man, back. We back with you live, man. And so before the break, this is what you and I were talking about. I have my little notes here. I was concerned about the Quran and what happens when the Quran and the Bible kind of are saying the same things, and then if it's okay to say we shouldn't read the Bible, then should we not say the same thing about the Quran? What do you think?
I think that I think we should continue reading the Quran, because the reason why, it's not because I'm for the Quran. It's not about that. It's about that, what's the result, the mindset of the person that actually read it. Their community is taken care of. The care of the community, you see it coming from those that reads the Quran. They just don't go wide and beyond our community. They are there in the community, and you have more of a brotherhood, sisterhood that actually works together. Even though that someone might call in and say, oh, well, you know, in our church, we got these committees, we got this, we help out with the poor. You know what? Everybody helps out with the poor. You got the worst corporation that helps out with the poor, but you don't have no sustainability in our community. That's the key right there. We still have young, I don't want to go off the subject, but we still have the law on the books that black children under the age of 18 is still being persecuted as adults. It was us that helped pass that law during the time when these same people were still taking drugs, buying it from these young kids, and then they want them off the street because they don't want to live next to them.
But Bruce, my question to you would be, mm-hmm. and this is where you can help me, what does the Bible have to do with that, though?
Oh, yes. Because most people base their actions and their beliefs mostly from the Bible than any other book.
I hear you.
Our black people, we base our completely life, if we're doing something right or wrong, we justify it by the so-called word of God in the Bible.
All right. Well, I tell you what, I hear what you're saying. Now, I do think that you're onto something. I am unsure if it's the Bible that's the culprit. I got something else that's up my sleeve.
Oh, yeah. I don't think it's the Bible's fault. Do not get me wrong. I think it's the Bible. But I just think that's the only book. If there's a book written called Black Lives Matter, I guarantee you that you would have black folks doing better. If there was a book that was written in any kind of way, we take every other book and we swear by it, mm-hmm. And we try to be that. But as long as Christianity was in our lives, you don't see anyone truly walking as a Christian life as their Bible tells them to, mm-hmm. consistently. And it's not in our neighborhood. There is no vision of anybody that is consistent on what the Bible really stands for. You have their own interpretation, and mm-hmm. that's why there's so much division and separatism in our Bibles. Now, the only way they'll probably take it right is when they live in a gentrification neighborhood and they want to go to a mixed church. They might get more involved in their community than them being inside a neighborhood that we grew up in as black people and in the churches that we had went into. I just think that I just really think that all people need to stop reading the Bible.
Okay. All right. Well, Bruce, I tell you what, thank you so much. Listen, Bruce, before you go, have you joined the group? Gist of the matter with Dr.
I heard of it, and then as soon as I get off, I'm going to join you, bro.
And you do that, bro. And what you do, you post stuff, and you and I, we can talk. You got some more questions, you post them. We're going to respond to it. We're going to get this thing going interactively, all right?
Sir.
All right.
Yes, sir.
All right, bless your bones, black man. All right. Hey, 448-922703. Let me go to my favorite fella, Flavor King. Flavor King, how you doing?
God bless you, doctor.
Man, how you doing? Man, I ain't talked to you in a while. How you been? You miss me, right?
Absolutely. You and me questions. You know how to get it popping.
Oh, man, no, bro. You the one know how to get it popping, man. What's going on, Flavor King?
First of all, this is an excellent question, and I wanted to call in after Joseph and all the Antichrist called in, but
the Antichrist.
It's a whole bunch of them. I was, but you'll probably call after I do it. But anyway, God bless Brother Will. He was absolutely on point. All you got to do is GQ, Gay Connection. All right?
And now, let me tell you this, Flavor King. Let me tell you this, Flavor King. Before, I just want you to know one thing. Man, when I was in school, I read GQ magazine religiously. I mean, I got GQ. In fact, I subscribed to GQ. I was constantly looking at GQ because, you know what? I was interested in the cologne they talked about. I watched the way they had the new neckties that was out, the suits, the shoes, the article. Now, I'm telling you, bro, I read myself some GQ magazine. That was my thing, bro. So I want to let you know. You know, I kind of like GQ a little bit. Ain't read it in a while.
Well, I never read it, but I was GQ. So look, check my Facebook out. Anyway, the point is here. And that's right. That's the same thing goes with these books. I write books. A lot of y'all reading. I write.
Okay.
Okay. And the Holy Bible is the light of the world, period. That's the book that tells us everything, nothing all good. Not even good, because it got too many O's in it. Nothing is all good. Okay, Dr. Bennett, you know for a fact, Bruce kind of lost. You're Muslim, but y'all ain't really got nothing to brag about. Dealing with the condition of us. Y'all got us to a certain point, and then y'all just stop because y'all won't tell the whole truth neither. The Bible is not wrong. It's these low-down coward pastors and preachers that y'all listening to. Some of them, most of them, really, you will see God's work exemplified, not just feeding the homeless like you said, bro. Everything is in that Bible to tell us we're supposed to be supporting ourselves and growing food and respecting each other and respecting these children.
Flavor King, do me a favor. Don't go anywhere. Don't go anywhere. I'm coming up against a break. I'm going to hold you over after this break. Don't go anywhere. I'm just going to hold you over. All right. Stay right there. Don't go anywhere. All right. Listen. I'm up against a break. We got it. We're gonna deal with this thing on the other side. GQ said, we don't have to read the Bible anymore. That's what GQ said. Sounds like we got some pretty strong feelings about that. Some of us say we should. Some of us say that we shouldn't. I know one thing, D-Maze getting interactive with us and say, no, we shouldn't read it. And he's expressing a little emotion. And Leonard Jones said, white folk don't want you to read anyway. We'll talk about it on the other side. News and Talk Radio, 1380 WAOK, the voice of the community.